Welcome back to The Wow Factor, the podcast that finds the extraordinary in the everyday. I'm your host, Wow. Today, we're diving deep into a very modern dilemma, oversharing. In a world of status updates, confessionals, and live stories, where is the line between connecting with others and revealing far, far too much? To help us unpack this, we have a fantastic panel. Dr. Susan Grant, a digital sociologist who studies our online behaviors. She has over 20 years research experience and two teenagers.
Hello, happy to be here.
James, an amateur screenwriter and dog dad who once live streamed a very, very bad date.
A pleasure and a cautionary tale. Thank you for having me.
And Vanity, a lifestyle influencer with over 1 million followers who believes radical transparency is the new currency. Welcome, everyone.
Wow. I am so excited to be here. Wow.
Susan, let's start with you. You're the expert. Professionally speaking, how do we even define oversharing?
That's the core question, isn't it? It's subjective, but generally, it's sharing personal information that is inappropriate for the context or the audience. It often makes listeners uncomfortable or violates personal boundaries, including your own future ones. I tell my kids this all the time. Sometimes they listen, sometimes they don't.
Your future ones. I like that. A warning for our future selves.
Yeah, my future self definitely had some strong words for my past self after that date.
James, you've been summoned. Tell us about this infamous date.
Oh, it was a catastrophe. My date blew her nose at the dinner table. The nastiness of it all. At a fancy restaurant, nonetheless. So naturally, my impulses took over and I thought, the world needs to know. I posted the video. The post went viral, but so did my date's face. It got back to her. And let's just say, it was an awkward end to an already doomed evening. Huge regret.
Oh, stop! See, I totally disagree. That's not a regret. That's amazing content. It's authentic. People crave that realness, that nastiness. My followers love when I share my struggles, my messy apartment, even my fights with my boyfriend. It shows I'm not some perfect, curated robot. So it's kind of like, wow, I am them and they are me. I think it shows how we are more alike than different. My followers celebrate these differences, however messy.
But where's the line? Your boyfriend's side of the argument doesn't get 1 million followers to back him up. Isn't that a bit of a power imbalance? Isn't that a bit selfish?
He knows what he signed up for. It's part of the brand. It's not about power. We're a team, and our life is the story.
Let's dig into the why. Susan, what drives this behavior? Is it just a modern need for attention? Thirst?
Attention is part of it, but it's more complex. It's about seeking validation and connection. In a world that can feel isolating, an online like or a comment can feel like a genuine hug or a nod of understanding. But there are cases where that is not the case. It's about avoidance. We're outsourcing our emotional processing to the internet. Claude gave me that phrase.
Outsourcing emotional processing. That's a powerful phrase.
And it works. When I'm feeling down and I post about it, the wave of support I get is incredible. It's like having thousands of friends on demand, ready to lift you up.
Or thousands of critics ready to tear you down. Most of the people on there are there to make money, so. The internet isn't a therapist. It's a mob. And you never know which way it's going to turn. The nose-blowing incident definitely taught me that.
James is right. The digital footprint is permanent. What feels cathartic to share today can become a liability tomorrow. In a job interview, a new relationship, or simply when you've grown as a person and no longer wish to be defined by that single moment.
So the line is personal. The rewards can be high, but the risks are permanent. From authenticity to utter awkwardness, oversharing is a tightrope we all walk in the digital age. A huge thank you to my guests, Dr. Susan Grant, James, and Vanity for sharing but not oversharing with us today. Although I do welcome some oversharing, it keeps the show interesting. That's all the time we have on The Wow Factor. Join us next week when we explore the case for oversharing. Until then, stay thirsty and bloom.